To place a new order, press 1. To check the delivery status.
One moment, please.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Hi there. I would like to place an order for some birthday flowers. Can you help me with that?
Okay. What is your telephone number?
My number is 860-774-2129. And unfortunately, I've got to use speakerphones. Could you speak a little bit louder for me if you don't mind?
Okay. And then what is your first and last name?
My first name is Chris. My last name is Wilbert, W-I-L-B-E-R-T.
And the billing address that corresponds to the credit card you're going to be using?
It's 963 Pacific, like the Ocean Street. And the name of the city is Bridgeport, B-R-I-D-G-E-P-O-R-T. The state is Connecticut, C-T, and the zip is 06604.
6604.
06604.
Sorry, can you repeat it again?
06604.
Okay. And then, would you like email confirmation of your order?
You know what? I'll pass, but thank you for offering. I get too much email.
Okay, and then, it's a birthday, you said, right?
Correct.
And is this being delivered to a home?
No, it's going to be delivered to a business. She works at a bank near you.
Okay. And then, what is a good telephone number that she can be reached at?
Her direct number at the bank is 3.
Okay. And then, is it for Andrea?
No. No, my sister's name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T, and the last name is Huddart, H-U-D-D like David, A-R-T like Tom.
Okay. And what is the name of the bank?
It's Wells Fargo Bank.
And then the address? Okay, and then when is this being delivered?
Her birthday is on Wednesday, which is the
11th. The 11th, okay. Mm-hmm. And what are her work hours?
She's there from 9 to 5.
Okay. And then what would you like to write in the card message?
On the card message, put, "Happy birthday to my crunchy granola sister."
Granola sister?
Yep, crunchy, C-R-U-N-C-H-Y, granola, G-R-A-N-O-L-A, sister.
Okay, and then, do you want to leave it signed so that she knows from you?
Just put X-O-X-O and just a capital C.
And then do you know what arrangement you want to send her over?
Well, I'll tell you my situation. Maybe you can give me some advice.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really, really the ultimate tree hugger. Can't wait for Earth Day. Wish she was born on Earth Day. But she likes flowers. So what I want to do is send her some flowers. But I'm wondering, is there any way that we can make this eco-friendly? I really don't know. I don't know what to do. That's kind of, you know, why I'm coming to you as the expert. I guess maybe minimizing the plastic. I don't know if you use anything plastic, but what do you suggest or what do you think? Bearing in mind what I told you.
Do you want to use plastic flowers or real flowers? I'm not sure whether we have like the arrangements of plastic.
No. I don't want anything plastic. She's very pro earth. So I want it to be as kind of environmentally friendly as possible. That's why I'm asking for advice. And that's why I decided to call you instead of shopping online, because this is kind of special.
Mm-hmm. Do you want it to be kind of more like on the natural side, or do you want more like greenery, like since you're saying she likes like earthy type of stuff, do you want to use like all greens, or do you want it to be colorful?
I want it to be colorful. I do want some flowers in it, but other than that, I
know.
Go ahead.
Because because I know that on some arrangements they will put like a succulent or something like a plant on there. I don't know if that's like something that you were interested in too, like adding, having them add a succulent or something.
That would be good. I guess if maybe, if you know if anything is grown locally, that's something that comes to mind. Maybe, I don't know. I was hoping you would have some ideas for me. Maybe if you have any recycled glass, just again, knowing that she's somebody who's very pro earth, and wants, you know, I want her to have flowers, but I don't want her to feel like it's left some huge carbon footprint. That's kind of what I'm after.
Okay. So we could do it like in like a glass vase, and then I'll have them do like earthy tones too, like earthy colors, things like that. And they can use like a, cause there is some vases that customers actually bring back to us so we can reuse them. We can have them like use one of those.
That would be good. I will leave the colors up to you, whatever is going to look best, you know, knowing okay. that it's a birthday.
Okay. Okay, and then how much were you looking to spend on the arrangement itself?
You tell me. What do you recommend? What do you think? What's I've never ordered from you before, so I really don't know anything about your company, how your arrangements are priced, how they're sized.
Yeah, so if you wanted like a good sized arrangement, do you want something like really big, or do you kind of want it more like on the smaller side?
I just want it to look nice. You know, it's a big open space where she works, so I'm not concerned about the space. It's just more about it. I want it to look good.
Okay. I would say you go around like the $80 price range for the arrangement or higher.
Okay.
If you weren't looking to spend anything, you know, like more than that, then that's fine. But an $80 would get you something pretty nice.
Okay. So as a customer, I hear that you want me to spend $80, but like, what do I get? Can you tell me how big it is? What it's going to look like? Just some idea of size.
Yeah, so we can actually send you a picture before it goes out on Wednesday, you get an idea of what it looks like before it leaves.
Okay.
That way, you know, if there's something that you don't like about it, we can change it before it leaves the store.
Okay.
And plus, like, you know, she's going to be working until 5, so kind of like, there's not that out of a like time difference,
sure,
because it is going to business, obviously like banks close at a certain time, so we'll make sure we'll get it there, and obviously if you like want to keep changing things, we will do that for you.
Okay.
I don't know, like with the designer's choice, it just depends on what the designer, okay, you know, creates. They'll create a unique arrangement. They won't go off of anything on our website.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do that then.
Okay, and did you want to do it for 80?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Let me put on here that we need a photo. Okay, and is that all that you would like to send her over? Do you want to send her, like, balloons or something?
No, balloons aren't very earth-friendly.
Okay, yeah.
What else might you have?
Let me see at the jelly can. We have like stuffed animals maybe, or like chocolate.
She's kind of picky about her chocolate. I'll pass, but thank you for giving me that option.
Okay, so then after your delivery fee and your sales tax, your total would be $104.26.
Okay. All right.
And then
you just need a credit card?
Yes.
Okay.